Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Good morning, happy Sunday to everyone. I'd like to wish everyone a wonderful Sunday morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Why rejoice is because we can go back and we can remember how good God has been. Songwriter said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. So I can look back over my life and think things over and truly say that I've been blessed and I've got a testimony so that I can rejoice and be glad in this day that the Lord has made. Somebody said the Lord's been good to me. I don't know about anybody else, but God has continued to bless me. Someone said down through the years, the Lord has been good to me. And so we thank God for being a good God, for being a great God, and doing great things in our lives. And we are grateful for another Sunday morning where we can lift up the name of Jesus. We haven't come for any fashion, any form, or any show, but we've come simply to lift up the name of Jesus. It is He who declared and died, if I be lifted up from the earth, that He would draw all men unto Himself. We're going to open up with a word of prayer this morning. We're going to ask and Reverend Lindsay would lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. God bless you. So good to hear your voice again another Sunday in the Heart of God Baptist Church. Praise God. This morning, let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set our glory above the heavens. Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you for another beautiful communion Sunday. Father God, yeah. We thank you for a Sunday that we have not seen, O God. But a Sunday, O God, you have blessed us, O God, to just to be able to breathe one more time, just to be able to call on your holy and righteous name. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for the blessing of this day. We thank you for the blessing of last night's rest. We thank you that grace and mercy touched us this morning and woke us up, oh God, because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be, Father? So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that grace and that mercy. We thank you for one more day journey, yeah. Oh God. We bless you and we praise you this morning. We say hallelujah to your name, because truly thy name is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
from
Lord.
The rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Thy name, O God, is worthy to be praised. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would look on our hearts this morning, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
And as you search us and research us, O God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will cleanse us through your word and sanctify us through your blood. For Father God, we have all sinned and come short of your glory. No matter whether we know these sins or not, oh God, we still have done sin and iniquity. But we thank you this morning, Father.
Thank you.
That you've given us one more chance to get it together. And you have not rewarded us according to the deeds that we've done in our bodies, oh God. But you've given us our opportunity, oh God, to get it right. And we thank you for that opportunity today, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I pray that through the preached word today, oh God, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior, oh God, that someone will be encouraged, Father God. Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, will draw all men unto you, Father God, through your preached word. Oh God, I pray that you will look on Pastor Kayson this morning, Father God, that you will strengthen him, oh God, build him up where he's torn down. Oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to strengthen your servant. Continue, oh God, to just give him your revelation knowledge. Oh God, I pray that you continue to put a hedge not only around him, but upon your church, the heart of God,
Father God.
I pray that you would touch each and every member that you have placed in your church, oh God. Father God, thank you for what you have done for your members.
Thank you.
Thank you how you placed them in the body the way you see fit, oh God. And Father God, I pray your blessing upon them this morning, Father. Bless their going out and their coming in, oh God. I bless, oh God, that through the preached word today, Father, that they will have strength in their soul, oh God. Father God, that they will have peace, they will have eternal joy. Oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that through your preached word, Father, oh God, that we will just praise you for your blood that you shed for our sins and our iniquities. Oh God, thank you in Jesus' name. And then, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will look on those that are sick and afflicted this morning. Those, Father God, that need a special kiss of your love, that need your grace and your mercy, Father, oh God, I pray that you would touch and heal. Oh God, I pray not only for the Heart of God Baptist Church,
yes,
but I pray for everyone that has tuned in by Facebook, by
my
internet,
Lord,
by telephone, whatever means of communication that you have provided this morning. Father God, I pray that you would touch your people, oh God. Father God, I pray that you would look on First Lady Kayson. Be
yes,
her help and be her strength today, oh God. Father God, I pray that you would look on every deacon, every deaconess, every trustee, every minister, every pastor, every church member, every servant member. Oh God, I pray that you be their help and their strength today. And then, Father God, I pray for those that don't know you, Lord Jesus, that you would draw them nigh unto your cross. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for the blessings that you are going to do for us. We thank you, Father God, for that, Lord Jesus, that we have not received yet. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We bless you, Father, because truly you've been mighty good, Father.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for the healing of bodies, oh God, that you allow mankind to receive. You thank you, oh God, for the medication, the COVID vaccine, oh God. We thank you for the healing that come forth through that, oh God. Father God, we pray that you will continue to look on our land, Father. We do need you, Jesus, no matter who we are, Father. We all need a closer walk with you, Lord Jesus. So I pray, Father, that you will look on men's souls, oh God. Draw us nigh to your cross, Jesus. Help us to seek your way, Father. And while we're seeking your way, oh God, help us to be of good courage and wait on you, Father. Because sometimes we become weary, oh God. Sometimes we become overwhelmed, oh God. Help us to hold on to your unchanging hand, oh God, because we need you, Father, more than ever before. And we thank you. We thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, for being our comforter. We thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our strength and our help. And Father God, we thank you for your word, because in your word there is that blessed assurance that we know that we have you and we have your promises. And we thank you today. We love you today.
Thank you, Lord.
We say hallelujah to your name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. It is your mercy, Lord Jesus, that endureth forever. And thank you, Father. Thank you for your enduring mercy. It's your mercy, Lord, that we trust.
Mercy.
Your mercy, Jesus. Thank you so much for these and all blessings. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank Reverend Lindsay for that fervent prayer. Man, just to talk, a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. And thank God we can talk to the Lord one more time. It was a time where we get together on Communion Sunday and where we reflect back on the goodness of the Lord and the things that he's done through the shedding of his blood and the sacrifice of his body. We're reminded of the times where we used to go to the when we go to the nursing home and we'd have communion with them. And, it was an exciting time for everyone. We would get together and talk about the goodness of the Lord. And one of the songs that we would sing was like a praise song. And it's called "I Love to Praise His Name." It was a song, it was a catching song that if you started off slow, it would sneak up on you. Or you would begin to start saying, "I love to praise him. I love to praise his name." And those folks that were in the nursing home, the rehab, the facility, whether it was staff, whether it was residents or whoever it was, visitors, they began to sing about the goodness of the Lord and realize that it was only because of God's grace and his mercy that they were able to participate. Some had various conditions of impairment or handicap, but they would all begin to praise, whether it was with their eyes or with their hands or with their feet or just the expression on their face. They thank God that they will commune in the Spirit of God. So I'm going to sing a little bit of that. I bless you with sing some with it about love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to praise his holy name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock. He's my rock. My rock. Sword and shield, he's a will, he's a will. In the middle of the will, I know he'll never, never, never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to pray. Oh, I love to praise. Oh, I love to praise his holy name. Cause he's my rock, he's my rock, my rock, my sword and shield. He's the wheel, he's the wheel. In the middle of the wheel, I know he'll never, never, never let me down. He's just a jewel that I have found. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to praise. Oh, I love to praise. Oh, I love to praises holy name. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. Give him a hand clap of praise. Give him a sacrifice of praise. If you love to praise the Lord this morning, if God has been your rock, if God has been your shield, if God has been your way out of no way, if God has kept you from last year to this year, we ought to praise his name. The record says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so if God has blessed you, we ought to give him a praise. We ought to give him a sacrifice of praise, that we say, God, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to give you the honor. I'm going to give you the glory, because truly, God, you're worthy of our praise. And I don't care what condition they were in at the nursing home, they would give God the praise. Some of them would have tears running down their faces. Some of them would have their hands raised up. Some of them wouldn't be able to say a word, but they would move their feet and they would stomp their feet and they would say with their own big eyes that I love to praise God, because truly God has blessed me in spite of my condition, in spite of what might be going through right now. God is still worthy. I said he's still worthy to be praised. And so they would say, I love to praise his holy name. We thank God today. Amen. If folk would praise God in spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstance, they would still give God the praise. They would still lift him up. Some of them in wheelchairs, some of them in beds, some of them able to walk with a walker, some of them standing on their feet, but they would begin to praise God and they begin to clap their hands and they begin to smile and worship and give God the praise. And God would bless the place with the Spirit of God that would come in and move on the altars of their hearts, and a hallelujah would go up, and someone over there would say, thank you, Lord, and someone in the back would say, he's worthy, and someone up front would say, I thank God that he blessed me and kept me. I'm still here, and God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. I love to praise him. I love to praise his holy name. Amen. We thank Reverend Lindsay, amen, for setting the tone with that fervent prayer. We thank God for the Holy Spirit that blessed us to be able to lift him up in song. And when we enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter into his courts with praise, where we begin to bless his name. Someone says, when the prayers go up, the blessings come down. When the praises go up, God said he inhabits the praise of his people. And when you begin to praise God, the Spirit of God begins to move on the altar of your heart, and you can experience God. I don't care where you are. You might be in a country in a distant land. Amen. God is an omnipresent God, and he's an all-knowing God, and he's an all-powerful God. And so whatever you stand in the need of, God will be there. You remember what he promised. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So when you lift him up, amen, and you magnify his name, oh, hallelujah, I love to praise his name. Amen. We praise God today. Amen, for allowing us, amen, to be able to get back together and praise his holy name. We're going to go to our worshipers this morning. I'm going to ask you for your testimony this morning about how good the Lord has been. We're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 7971, 7971. Good morning.
Amen. I would like to praise him this morning. The song was so appropriate for what we stand in the need of right now in this country and the world. We need to praise him more, love each other more, and give God honor and glory. We are thankful that we can be at the communion table one more time.
Amen.
Breaking bread together, enjoying the praises of his people and the love of God. I feel good this morning. I told my sister, I feel good. I don't want anything to interfere with how I feel this morning.
Amen.
Feeling to wake up feeling good. Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light, and whom shall I be afraid? When you listen to his word and you live by his word, your life is much more easier. The burden is much more easier. And he said he would never leave us. His spirit is always with us. And for that, I give thanks to my Heavenly Father this morning. Thank you all for gathering around the table this morning, being prepared to enjoy what the Lord has done for us. And he does it all the time. He keeps his promises. He's a good God. And that's why it's always an honor to praise him. Thank you all. Have a blessed week. And never leave God out of your life. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. I would just like to thank God for another day and for my health and strength.
Amen.
I just want to praise him for my sisters and my friends who have lifted me up in prayer. I thank God for Pastor and First Lady and my church family. And their prayers. And I would just like to wish everyone a safe and peaceful weekend.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So grateful that God has blessed me to be in the service one more time. God is so good. And I just want to thank all of you. I thank Pastor and First Lady. Thank God for giving them the strength and the courage to continue to bring us this service every Sunday, because it certainly is an inspiration for me, and it also gives me the strength to know that there is a God. And I just love knowing that God, he has a way of letting you know that he is the answer. He is the answer. He is so good. And I'm going to continue to praise him and worship him, because through it all, it's none but him.
Yes.
So you all be blessed. Continue to pray for me. I'll pray for you. I thank God for my sisters. My sister Vi, she is so strong. She's here for us and for everyone. And I thank God for all the pastors and preachers, people that continue to serve God and know that he is the one. So you all be blessed. Have another blessed week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 3343. 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy God has always looked over me and brought me a mighty long way. And I got to this point, and I just say, thank you, Father, for being so good and open my eyes and to give another second chance to stay on the right track above this ground. We said, thank you, Father, for watching over us last night. And let's just say, it's your day. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last 4 digits, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I thank God for another day. He's been good. Thank God for all of you all. I hope you have a safe and a happy day. God is just, and I can't thank him enough. I thank him for my family, everybody. Thank you, Pastor, First Lady. Love you all. Be blessed.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady. Morning, First Lady.
Good morning, everyone. I praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. It is great to hear everyone's voice this morning, and it is great to be in the land of the living and just to be here. And thank everyone for all of their prayers and words of encouragement every week. Thing is that we know that God's in the blessing business, and he blesses us every day with new mercies and a new day. And I just pray that everyone have a blessed week. And I love you. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses to everyone. I love you all and have a blessed week.
Man, thank you, First Lady. We'll go to our next worshiper. Last four digits. 0025 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, I just thank God this morning for his grace and his mercy. Thank him for his loving kindness and his faithfulness unto me and unto us. And I just praise God this morning from whom all blessings flow, because truly he is a sovereign God. And I just thank God this morning. But truly, I thank him for being my shelter in the time of storms.
Mm-hmm,
I just
mm-hmm.
thank God for how he has kept me and how he has kept my family and my church family and how he is still keeping us. And so I just
yeah.
praise God this morning, because he is an on-time God. Yes, he is. And whatever you need, God's
mm-hmm.
got it. He's got everything that you need. And I'm just reminded of First Thessalonians 5:18, and it
yeah.
tells us that in everything to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So that tells
mm-hmm.
us that no matter how we feel, whether we feel good or not good, no matter what the circumstances are, and no matter what we encounter in life, that we're to give God praise regardless of how we feeling and how things look. Because things are not going to be peachy cream every day of our lives. There's going to be some
All right.
rain that's going to fall in our lives. There are going to be some storms that we're going to have to encounter. But through it all, I've
through
learned
it all.
To trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And in everything, I'm going to give God thanks, regardless of what it is. And so I bless God this morning, and I praise him, and I bless his name on today. And I just say to you, have a blessed week, have a blessed day, and I pray God's blessings upon each and every one of you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 3598. 3598, good morning.
God bless, praise the Lord for another day's
Hallelujah.
Journey. Thank God from the rising of the S-O-N, hallelujah, until the going down of the S-U-N. His name is above all names and worthy to be praised, because he got us up early this morning and started us on our way. And we thank God for the pastor and the First Family and all the church family that's on the line and under the sound of this voice. And we read from Psalm 150 and the 6th verse said, let everything that have breath
everything.
Praise the Lord.
Everything.
Praise the Lord. And it said, I just want to praise you forever and ever and ever for all
mm-hmm.
you've done for me. Blessing and the glory and honor,
That's
it all,
right. all
belongs to you. We say thank you,
Jesus,
for blessing me. Be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 1741, 1741.
Hallelujah, praise God. Good morning, Pastor. Again, praise God for you and First Lady and the Heart of God Baptist Church. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the power of His Holy Spirit in our dear Father. Just bless Him and praise Him for another beautiful week. Thank God. In spite of trials and tribulation and what it might be, God is still good, and He's still worthy to be praised. So I bless
you
this morning. I thank God for my family, and I just thank God for each and every member of the Heart of God and loved ones everywhere. Just want to leave a couple of scriptures with you with Psalm 34 this morning. It's a song of David.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. So I praise God this morning. Thank Him for His many benefits. God bless you all, Heart of God, and the many members that tune and listen. God bless you all.
Mm-hmm.
May the strength and the joy of the Lord continue to be yours.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, and the Heart of God family. I just want to say this week has been one of those weeks. But, of course, as long as we have breath and believe in the Lord and praise the Lord and keep our faith and trust in the Lord, He will bring us through our challenges, O Heavenly Father. And I thank the dear Lord for allowing me to be here through one more week and getting ready to go to another week. So God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Bless everyone. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Truly, God is good and greatly to be praised. And so we're just going to continue to praise Him, continue to give Him honor, glory, and praise. I want to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer one more time. We're going to ask Deacon Bryce to get ready to lead us in prayer. But we want to continue to pray for all of our leaders in President and Congress and the Senate and all of our local representatives and all of our men and women in uniform, all of our doctors and first responders. We continue to pray for all of our teachers and children. I just want to continue to pray for all of our churches that are open in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray for our family members near and far. Just pray that God's Holy Spirit would continue to hold things together, and that He would continue to lead God and direct us in the way we should go, knowing that a lot of things are going on in the world and around the globe, but it's the Spirit of God that is still controlled, that He's working in us and through us, and that we would continue to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, and we would continue to allow God to use us in a way that's pleasing in His sight. So I'm going to ask Deacon Bryce to lead us in this prayer this morning. Deacon Bryce.
Good morning again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. Lord, we thank You for just allowing us to be here one more time, oh God. Father God, we thank You for who You are, an awesome and a mighty God. We just love You. We give You honor. We give You glory. And we give You praise, oh God. Father God, we come on behalf of Your people, oh God, everywhere, oh God. Father God, we're praying for our nation, oh God. We're praying for the leaders of our nation, oh God. Father God, we're praying for those who are in uniform, oh God. We're praying for our teachers, God. We're praying for mankind everywhere, oh God. Father God, we're praying for all our children. We're praying for our leaders of our churches, oh God. Father God, we're praying that You would just keep Your hand on them, oh God. Father God, we pray that You would bless Your people everywhere. And we're praying for us, praying that the Holy Spirit will hold us all together, oh God. Father God, we just thank You because You're an awesome and a loving God. Father God, we can't do anything on our own, but we know that we can do all things with you, oh God. And we just thank you, God. Father God, we ask that everyone would just be mindful of others, oh God, and continue to pray for them, oh God. Father God, we pray for our pastor, oh God, who will bring forth the word, God. We ask that you would give him everything that he needs, oh God. And Father God, we pray that it won't fall on deaf ears, oh God. Father God, we pray that somebody's heart will be open, their mind will be open, oh God. Father God, and we just thank you, God. We just thank you for just keeping us as always, oh God. Father God, we just thank you for all our families and everyone that we're connected to, oh God. Father God, we pray that everyone stay safe, oh God. Father God, we pray for those who may have some health issues, oh God. Father God, we pray that you would just look in on them, oh God, and cover them, oh God, as always, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, oh God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, oh God, our Savior, oh God. Father God, we thank you for the plan of salvation, oh God. It's only because of you that we are here today, oh God. And we just thank you, oh God. We thank you for making a way, oh God. We love you, oh God. Father God, we just know that we need to keep our minds stayed on you, oh God. So, Father God, we ask that you continue to order our footsteps, oh God. Father God, we thank you for ordering our footsteps, oh God. Father God, we need a Savior, God. So, Father God, we ask that we continue to look to you, Father God, for guidance, Father God. Father God, because we know that if it's left up to us, we may go the wrong way, oh God. So we've got to continue to look to you, and we thank you, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to be here one more time for Communion Sunday, oh God. Father God, so we just ask that when we come before you, Father God, that we have clean hearts, oh God. Father God, we pray for the communion that we would take, oh God, that, Father God, we remember the sacrifice that you made for us, oh God, that you gave your son. And Father God, we just thank you, oh God, again, for giving your son, Father God, and we love you. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, God, on this day and every day, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Bryce, for that fervent prayer. Amen. And that has been able to keep us through this last year. I was over at the church this week, and I was looking around and found one of the newsletters or the bulletin from the last time that we were in the building, and just brought back memories of the last time we were together, and also how good God has been, that he kept us from the ravages of this global pandemic, and the times when we didn't know what direction to go, and talked to the Lord, and gave us directions, and it's time that we didn't know how to stay safe, and God kept us safe. There were times when we didn't know if we needed to wear a mask, and God blessed us that we were able to wear a mask, and there were times when we didn't know whether we should shake hands and give hugs, and God let us know that he was the one that we kept our hand in, and he was the one that continued to hold us and hug us. There was a time when we shed tears, and God continued to let us shed tears, but he wiped the tears from our eyes. There was a time when we didn't know how we were going to have service, but God blessed us that we were able to continue to get together and to have service and worship him. And there was times when our loved ones got sick, and God blessed us that we were able to see our loved ones get well. And it was times when our loved ones passed on, and God was there to bless, comforted us when our loved ones passed on. There were times when we didn't feel like we were well, and we didn't know if we were coming down with this or coming down with that. And God blessed us to know that we were still well in Jesus' name. There were times where we didn't know how our children were going to deal, and some kind of way God blessed us that our children are still able to deal. There was a time when we didn't know how we were going to get out of it, and there would be a cure, and God provided a vaccine. And there was times when we didn't know if we were going to be able to get the vaccine, but God blessed us that we're able to get the vaccine, and God has continued to bless us. And so we thank God, amen, for this last year. There was times when we didn't know how we were going to get through a political, and we don't know how we were going to get through justice, injustice, racial injustice, and coming up on the anniversary of murdering of a fellow by the name of George Floyd, and we didn't know if he was going to get justice, and the person that killed him was found guilty of three charges. We didn't know who was going to win an election. And to find out that a fellow by the name of Joseph Biden won an election. And we didn't know how it was going to get sworn in, and it was an insurrection. And during the insurrection, people were all over the place. In some kind of way, God blessed the president and the vice president to be able to get sworn in. And so we look back over these years, over this year, and we see that God has been our rock, that God has been our stay. He has been the one that has kept us all together, that when we didn't know, God let us know. When we couldn't see, God blessed us to be able to see. And so we thank God for all of those things that he has done. Amen. And we're just going to continue to trust and lean and depend on God. We have a word today in the book of Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew. And it talks about this having our foundation in God. And God was speaking to his disciples. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he was letting them know that you're going to have some false prophets out there. You're going to have some folks that perpetrate a fraud, that they pretend like or go through the motions that they're with you and they're looking out for you. But God lets us know that they're false prophets. They're perpetrating a fraud, and that they will get theirs in due time, and that they're not getting away with anything. And sometimes, particularly people in the community of color, it seems like people get away with stuff, and we're always under attack. We're always catching the brunt end of stuff. We're always not treated fairly or equally. We're always accused or suspected, or there's always the other, or there's always something going on in our community where we have to struggle, we have to fight. And God lets us know that if we continue to trust in him, that we'll be able to continue to stand, and we'll continue to be able to make it through. And that's what we want to encourage you today, that you continue to stand, and that you'll continue to know that God's going to bring you through. I'm going to say that again, that you can continue to stand, and you can continue to know that God is going to bring you through. I'm going to say that one more time. We can continue to stand and know that God is going to bring us through. So if we look in the seventh chapter of the book of Matthew, and we look at verse 21, it says, "Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." In verse 22, it says, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" And in verse 23, Jesus says, And then will I profess unto them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work." And goes on in verse 4, he says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, and it fell not, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, that house, and it fell. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. And for a few moments, amen, we want to speak from the subject, amen, still standing. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, O God, that I might be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified, but most of all, God, that you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Still standing. There is a song that sing many churches, one of the churches where we were in Southeast D.C. And we used to sing a song, and it was called The Solid Rock. And it lets us know in times like these, we need a savior. In times like these, we need to make sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And this rock is Jesus, the only one. So we want to just sing a little bit of that. In times like these, you need a savior. In times like these, we need an anchor, so be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Let's sing it one more time. In times like these, you need a savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. So be very sure, be very sure. Oh, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And then we go on to say, this rock is Jesus, the only one. So be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds, your anchor holds, your anchor holds in the midst of the storm, your anchor holds in the midst of the trial, in the tribulation, your anchor holds in the midst of a global pandemic, your anchor holds in the midst of the aches and the pain, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Hallelujah. We thank God that through the past year, our anchor has continued to hold and grip the solid rock called Christ Jesus, and that we're still able to stand because we built our house upon a rock. And when the rain and the winds blow, and when the strain of this life comes upon us, we can still stand because our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. There's another songwriter that wrote a song, he says, about the rock of Christ. Amen. He says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly cling on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. And so we thank God that Jesus is the rock that we can continue to stand on. Jesus is the rock that we have been standing on through this last year. Jesus is the rock that was enabled us to have stable footing and continue to be in our right mind and continue to be able to survive during these difficult times. And we thank him, amen, that he wrote in his word, amen, that he's looking for true believers, those that are not perpetrating a fraud, those that are sincere about worshiping and praising God. Amen. And so when we look at this chapter 7 of the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew was writing to the Jews primarily to let them know that Jesus is King, that Jesus is Lord, and that Jesus is the promised Messiah. And as he wrote, he was telling them that because they thought that they were in name Jews or God's people, amen, that they can behave and act any old kind of way, and they could perpetrate a fraud, and they could be false prophets, and they can be hypocritical, and they could do all the things that were contrary to the God because they had a name of God's people. But internally, Jesus said that they were like whitewashed sepulchres full of dead men's bones. In other words, they had an appearance of being godly, but they didn't have the God, amen, that would make their appearance godly, amen, on the inside. And so as he began to speak to them in his earthly ministry, he began to let them know that you can do certain things and you can exhibit certain powers and you can even cast out demons and you can even speak certain things, amen, and do certain things. But if you don't do it for the right reason, if you don't have the God, amen, that will allow you to do it for the right reason, amen, that you are not fooling anybody but yourself. You might fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool people all of the time, and you sure enough can't fool God. And God said when you say Lord, Lord, that your lips say Lord, Lord, but your heart is far from me. And so when it comes time to enter into the kingdom of heaven, when it comes time to go from labor to reward, God will profess to them, depart from me, I don't know you, ye workers of iniquity. And so what I say to us, my brothers and sisters today, is that we're still living in a world where people are working iniquity. People are working iniquity with discrimination and hatred and violence against one another. They're beating down, and they're stripping people of their dignity. They're claiming to be one thing and doing something else. They're continuing to bombard people with things, amen, that would bring them down and cause them heartache and harm, and they're doing it in the name of their trying to make things better. They're doing it in the name of trying to protect people. They're doing it in the name of trying to make communities better. But realizing, amen, that people and God can see through this, that they're only trying to do things that would keep them in power, that would keep them on top and everyone else on the bottom. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were supposed to know the word of God. They were supposed to demonstrate the word of God, but they were only looking out for themselves. And as long as they were looking out for themselves, they they were okay. They didn't care about the common man. They didn't care about the people that were struggling. They didn't care about the people that needed assistance. They only cared about themselves, and so they put themselves up on pious piety. They were led by God to do certain things, and God said, you can do these things, amen, but when it comes time to entering into the kingdom of God, you're going to be brought down off your high horse, and God will tell them that you have done these things. However, I don't know you because you didn't do them, amen, in a manner that was pleasing in my sight, as if you knew me, the one, amen, who is able to do all things but faith. And so that's a terrible thing for someone to be able to perpetrate a fraud and cause others to suffer harm, others to suffer despair, others to suffer inequality, others suffered physical damage and mental damage. And God is not pleased with this. And so when these false prophets and these people perpetrating a fraud do these things, we need to be reminded, amen, that they're going to get a time, there's going to come a time where God's going to call them into account. And when God calls them into account, he's going to make what's wrong right, and he's going to allow the justice that needs to be brought forward to bring forward upon them. And those that do these things, amen, will hear the horrifying words of God say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I know you not. And so in contrast to this, those who are truly believers, those who are truly trusting in God, God wants them to understand that they need to continue to carry out and do the work in the will of God. And those that are going through great struggle and great strife have proven themselves over this last year that they would continue to trust in God, that they would continue to have faith in God. We see them in the news. We see them on the street, those that are struggling. They still some kind of way end up giving God the glory. They still some kind of way still sing the songs, I love to praise him. They still some kind of way reach out and help fellow man, whether it's bringing them some water or taking them some food or watching their children or sitting up and praying and getting up early in the morning and praying. And in spite of their condition, I've seen so many people who are suffering continue to reach out and continue to act in a way that shows love and shows kindness. Those that would come alongside and assist, even though they don't have much to assist with, they're continuing to carry out what God says. Because one of the greatest commandments is to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. There has been such an outpouring of people that have so little that are giving so much. There are such an outpouring of people that have begun to just let God have his way and begin to start doing things that challenged them, but even though it challenged them, they trusted God and they did it anyway. Those are the people that God's saying that if you hear my word and keep my word, he said, these are the people that are destined for the kingdom of heaven. These are the people that when the storms and the wind and the waves come are able to endure and make it through because they planted themselves on the rock, the foundation of God. These are the families that have been stayed together because there has been a foundation poured. There has been a foundation planted where their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and nieces and nephews and mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, that they gathered together and said, there's going to be some difficult times in your life. There's going to be some storms in your life. There's going to be some rain in your life. And they would go through and they would let them know, these are the storms. These are the injustice. These are the problems. These are the heartaches. These are the trials that we've gone through, and like so many other, you're going to go through, but we want to let you know that you can make it, amen, if you build your foundation, if you build your life on the rock, and the rock is Jesus. If you build your life where you know that there's a foundation that will support you in your darkest hours, that will support you in your weakest moment, that will support you when you don't know where to go, that you can continue to stand because your foundation is not in man. that your trust is not in man, that your faith is not in man, but your faith is in God, and you can continue to stand when the winds and the waves and the floods come. You'll be able to stand, and you'll be able to endure, and this is what we're seeing in this time that we are living in now, is that people that are rooted and grounded in God, people who have foundational relationship with God and foundational godly relationships with each other, that in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the tribulation, they're still able to stand. And so when you look at God's word and this chapter 7 and verse 24, unlike those that he just called out and said, I don't know you, the ones that are perpetrating the fraud, the ones that are looking good on the outside and rotten on the inside, the ones that seem like they're on top right now, God says these folk that are wise are not like that. And so in chapter 7, verse 24, he says, therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, he said, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. In other words, what Jesus is saying is that I understand that there's going to be some difficult days, but in the midst of the difficult days, in the midst of the trials, you can behave like a wise man. And the wise man prepares, amen, for the difficult days. The wise man spreads the word to those others that are around them that there's going to be some tough times. There's going to be some times where you're going to have to cry at night. There's going to be some times where you're not going to understand. But God says that you can continue to stand if you begin to behave like a wise man that knows God, that understands that God will not allow these things to overtake you. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift the standard and you'll be able to stand in spite of what the situation is. And so God says in verse 25, he says, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. It fell not. It fell not. Somebody look at somebody and say, there is no failure in God. Come on, look at somebody else and say, there is no failure in God. There is no failure in God. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. In other words, the rock is what allows the foundation to be strong, and it is buried deep, and it is the place where you dig down so that there's nothing in between it. And so when the upper structure gets beat and battered, and when the things that are above ground begin to bow and begin to storm and begin to blow and begin to move and shake, the rock has the ability to hold it all together. You can't see it on the upper level, but deep down underneath the ground, come on now, look at somebody that said deep down underneath the ground, the rock is holding it all together. Deep down underneath the ground, come on now, the rock is giving us a stable and steady footing. And so when the storms and the wind and the rain begin to rage, amen, because you have a deep rooted faith in God. Come on now, somebody know what I'm talking about. Because you know what God has done for you in your life, when you have that foundation that you're standing on, amen, and you've been taught the same foundation that great granddaddy and great grandmama and all of them, amen, stood on, that when they suffered the injustices, when they suffered the beatings and the racism, when they suffered all of the torture, and when they suffered all the things, amen, that was unhuman and the humiliation and the discrimination and the racist hatred and bigotry, when it seemed like those, amen, who were in power had immunity to be able to do things, amen, against you, and would seem like they would have victory. But when you have a rooted and grounded foundation in God, you can stand and you can endure and you can know without a shadow of a doubt that weeping may endure for a night, But the joy of God will come in the morning when you have a foundation that deep underground, when you have the ability to say the trouble's not going to last always, when you have the ability to say the Lord has brought me this far and he didn't bring me this far to leave me, when you understand that you can trust God, amen, to bring you out, that you can trust God to make a way out of no way, when you can trust God to understand that come hell or high water, you'll be able to stand in the midst of the trial and the tribulation because you have your feet rooted and grounded and planted on the side, the solid rock of God. Look at somebody and say, praise God, praise God, praise God. And so when you look at this thing, you can see that God has the ability to let us know that those that are not on the solid rock, and those that are acting foolish and not obeying the word of God, that there's going to come a time where their rule and their power is going to come to an end. Have I got a witness? And when you begin to go down and read in verse 26, God begins to let us know there's a difference between the wise and the foolish. Like the wise has put their house on a solid rock foundation. There are some that have built their house on, come on now, sand. And they didn't believe that God would allow them to fall. But God said that if you built your house on him, he would never leave you nor forsake you, and that he would be the one and that see you through. Unlike the ones that didn't believe God and did it their way. Have I got a witness today? It seemed like they on top for a little while. But the record says in verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. In other words, he didn't do it the right way. He did it his way. And when God comes in verse 27, he says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and the record says it fell. It fell. It fell. And great was the fall of it. In other words, it seemed like they was gonna make it. It seemed like doing it their way was gonna work, but sooner or later they wouldn't be able to stand up. They wouldn't be able to muster up to the trial and the tribulations, to the things that God would allow to test them. They were unable to stand the test of time because they did it their way and built their house on sand. They left out God's way. They left out God's word. They left out God's plan and did it their way. And when the trouble came, it says their fall was great. When the trouble came, the things that they thought they had, they didn't have anymore. When the trouble came, God said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. But I'm glad today that we have a God that says, if you keep my commandments, if you do it my way, you'll be blessed and you'll be able to stand. I'm glad today that the God we served let us know that we can continue to stand. We can continue to hold on, and he will continue to bless us. And when the winds and the waves and the storm come to try to beat us down, we can say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly cling to Jesus' name. Why? On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Aren't you glad today that you're standing, that you're rooted and grounded in the word of God? Aren't you you glad today that you're trusting in the blood of Jesus? Aren't you glad that when the rain comes, you can declare the blood of God? When the storm comes, you can declare the blood of Jesus. And when the floods come, you can say the blood. I'm covered. I'm covered in the blood of God, because he is my rock. He's my sword. He's my shield. He's the one that kept it all together. And when you look back, Heart of God Church, and see how far God has brought us from. When you look back from the time when the pandemic came, God is the one. You might have shouted hallelujah right now. God is the one that protected you from the virus. You might as well slip up your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. God is the one that kept food on your table. Praise his name. God is the one that kept shelter over your head. Give him the glory. God is the one that kept your family. Put up both your hands and shout hallelujah. Thank you, God. God is the one that continued to give you a job. God is the one that continued to allow the bills to get paid. Somebody ought to give him the glory this morning. Somebody ought to give him the praise this morning. God was the one that continued to let you dial in prayer service. God is the one that continued to allow you to have communion service. God is the one that continue to hear the word of God. God is the one that continue to allow you to fellowship one with one another. Aren't you glad today that you can look back over your life and think things over and see that God is the one that brought you from a mighty long way, and you got a testimony? Somebody said, I got a testimony about who good God has been. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still standing because my feet are standing on the rock. They say he's my rock, my rock, my sword and shield. In other words, everything I needed, God gave it to me. Look back over your life when you didn't have a mask, when you didn't have a vaccine, when you didn't have a way to get around. God gave you everything you need. You're still standing. Somebody said, I'm still standing. Somebody said, I had my ups, I had my downs, but I trusted in God, and God has. I said, God has. God has continued. Continue to bless me. God has continued to make a way for me. God is my rock, my rock, my rock. When the winds and the waves blew, when the storms and the flood came, I was able to say, my anchor holds, my anchor holds, my anchor holds way down underground. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And I'm able to look back and say, I'm still standing. Then didn't know how I was going to make it. Somebody said, I didn't know how I was going to make it. But God brought me through. And I'm still standing. And I'm standing not on no sinking sand, but I'm standing on the rock called Jesus. Because I'm standing on that rock. Come on now. I'm able to endure, amen, the injustice. I'm enabled to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, knowing that one day he gonna make our enemies our footstool. And those that seem like they're in power right now, those that seem like they are in authority right now, are just getting set up for a big fall. Because they're building their house on sand. And one day, when the righteous judge, come on now, brings them down and tells them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. We'll be able to stand round about our enemies and say it was nobody but the Lord that brought us through. And I'm still standing. Look at somebody say, I'm still standing. In spite of what I've been through, I'm still standing. And I'm standing on the rock called Christ Jesus. Church, be encouraged. Whatever you're going through, God is greater than whatever you're going through. Look how far he's brought you, not just on last year, but all through your life, and all the struggles that you had to go through. But you're still standing. And I'm here to let you know, amen, God doesn't change. Same God that allowed you to stand all these years. The same God that's going to keep you standing until he says, enough done, until he calls you from labor to reward. You won't be like those that are foolish and didn't keep his word. Because of your faith in him, you don't have to fear. You don't have to be afraid. Know that God, amen, and his blood that he shed on Calvary's cross is able to present you faultless before the throne of God. But you hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant, that he would call you up higher and make you rule over many. Unlike those foolish that didn't trust God, that didn't believe, didn't have faith. It was on top for a little while, amen, but sooner or later, they're going to suffer that great fall. And they won't hear the well done, good and faithful servant, but they'll hear the terrifying words, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I need you not. So we don't have to worry about hearing those words because we have trust and faith and believe in our God, in our rock. Amen. It helps us to endure. So keep standing. Keep standing in Jesus' name. And having done all to stand, stand some more. And know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So we thank God for his word, his encouraging word this morning that we can continue to stand. It's not always going to be easy, but you'll be able to stand and you'll be able to make it through. Look at somebody say, I'm so glad I made it. So glad you made it with me. Amen. And all those that have gone on before us. Amen. All of those that he's called from labor to reward. One day we'll be able to get together around that welcome table, saying how we made it over, amen, and be able to fellowship with one another and thank God for his saving grace and his amazing grace and his amazing power that allowed us to go from labor to reward, amen, and not suffer the great fall, amen, that so many are going to suffer. Amen? Amen. Thank God today. Amen. We want to get ready to go into our communion service, where we can celebrate what God did with this fund, that we were able to continue to stand and that we're able to stand before his throne because we're not standing in our righteousness, but we're standing in the righteousness of his son and his blood, and that he has made a way and he's paid a price, amen, that we couldn't pay. So he left on record for us to get together and to observe this communion, the Lord's Supper that he described and that he instituted so that we would remember, that we wouldn't forget, but that we will be able to remember what he's done, and that we will be able to remember the consequences of his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Amen. As you gather your thoughts and your mind together, just think about the things that God had to go through and went through that we would have life and have it more abundantly. And we look back on some of the saints of old that taught us and helped us to get a foundation in God, that sacrificed so much, and we're standing on their shoulders. We're standing on them, that we thank God for their sacrifices and the time they spent teaching us the word of God, giving us the word of God, living the word of God in front of us. And that's what we have to do for those that are with us now and those that are coming behind us, is we have to be that foundation and we have to stand on that rock and show them how to stand on the rock, that they'll be able to endure the wind and the waves and the floods of life that are coming. And we'll be able to hear God and be pleased for us having passed that on. And so as we gather around and we prepare for our communion service, we ask you to bow your head and we're ask God's blessing upon these elements. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come to another communion service. God, we thank you for blessing us from the last one to this one. And so, God, we pray that you will bless us that we would be able to remember what you have left on record for us to do. And so we pray that you will bless this bread that symbolizes your body that was broken. And we ask you to bless this cup of the fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed for the remission of sin. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the night that Jesus was betrayed, he was his disciples, and he observed what was called the Passover, what is called the Passover, and he observed it for the last time. And that was the Old Testament covenant where God delivered them from the death angel after the plague that he allowed to come on Pharaoh and the people that were in Egypt. He allowed the plagues to come. And then the 10th plague was the plague of the death angel that would kill all the firstborn in the land. And this was something that Moses gave instruction for them to do, that they would be able to be spared from the consequences of not experiencing the covenant, that promise of God. And so what he told them to do was get a lamb and to slay it and to take the blood of that lamb and to spread it on the doorpost and the door lintel, the top of the door. And so when the death angel came, he would see the blood and he would pass over that family and they wouldn't experience the death of that death angel. So they instituted this covenant and they observed it until the time of Christ, when Christ instituted a new covenant in his blood. So the old covenant was in the blood of animals, and the new covenant was in the blood of our Lord and Savior, of Jesus Christ. And so after he observed the Passover for the last time, he instituted a new covenant in his blood. And so he took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat ye all of it in remembrance of me. Let us eat together." And in like manner, he took the cup of the fruit of the vine. He said, "This is a new covenant, a new promise, a new testament in my blood that was shed for the remission of many, remission of sin, many." He said, "As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together." And he did not give a benediction, but they went out into the Mount of Olives. They sang a hymn. So as you observe your communion today and do what God left on record for us to do in remembrance of him, you go out into your Mount of Olives. Begin to tell someone about how your anchor holds and grips the solid rock, and that you're able to continue to stand. Know that life's not going to be easy, and that you're going to have some ups and downs, but you're able to stand on the solid rock because of your faith in Jesus, that your foundation is rooted and grounded in the faith and the belief in what God can do and what he has done in your life. And so continue to share that with others as you go out into your Mount of Olives. Amen. God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. Pray that you have an awesome week. And prayerfully, we'll see you again on next Sunday. God bless you and have a great day.